French President Emmanuel Macron is visiting the U.S. It's a three-day trip, includes a state dinner with President Biden, a meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and a trip to New Orleans. This is Macron's second state visit in 4 years, the last one being in 2018. We're going to go now to NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Hey there, Eleanor.
Hi, Mary Louise.
So two state visits in 4 years, that's kind of something. Why the red carpet being rolled out here for Macron?
Absolutely. That's right. It's a very big deal. Trump hosted him in 2018, President Trump. The current visit is meant to underline the importance and the quality of the relationship between the U.S. and France, which is America's oldest ally. And it seems France has become an even more strategic partner for the U.S. than it was even a few years ago. What's changed is Britain has left the EU and has been preoccupied with Brexit. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who was seen as the de facto head of Europe for years, is gone now. And historically, because of World War II, Germany has shied away from taking a lead role in diplomacy. So that leaves France, which has always embraced diplomacy, with a heightened role. Paris is sort of a spokesman for the European Union, said foreign affairs expert and columnist Christian Macarion. Let's listen to what he told me.
France is the last European country, inside the EU, to have a kind of international nuclear and military status. Paris is a very important, a crucial partner for the United States of America.
Eleanor, give us more of the view from Paris. What does President Macron need to get out of this trip?
Well, one of his main goals is to fight for European industry. You know, Europe has been far more impacted by the energy crisis than the U.S. Prices have skyrocketed three or more times higher here because of the continent's long dependence on Russian natural gas in particular. And many European factories, Mary Louise, are temporarily shutting down, and there are fears some may not reopen. They could relocate to the U.S., where energy is plentiful and much cheaper. Add to this President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, which gives nearly $400 billion in incentives and subsidies to companies operating in the green sector to produce in the U.S. Europeans are up in arms about this. They say it's like a giant vacuum ready to suck European industry to the U.S. Europeans say these subsidies are not fair, they don't meet WTO rules, and they create an uneven playing field. And they say it's not in the U.S.'s interest to weaken its closest ally. So this will be a huge topic for Macron.
And then in terms of what the U.S. wants from this summit, I know here in Washington, we are hearing China is going to be front and center when Biden and Macron talk. What are you hearing?
Absolutely. That's going to be one of the main topics. The threats posed by a more aggressive China on the world stage, commercially, diplomatically, militarily. The U.S. has been pushing its European allies to take a harder stance on China in recent years. Europe has toughened its attitude, said Macarion, but Europe does not want to be completely aligned with the U.S. either, he said. Let's listen.
We have affirmed that China is a systemic rival, which is already very severe, but we are not ready to go farther than that. France and Germany, supported by other countries, we all think that we cannot afford to have a confrontation with China.
Eleanor, along with China, the other big thing they're going to have to talk about is Ukraine, war in Ukraine. And France and the U.S. have been very closely aligned on that to date.
Absolutely, in supporting Ukraine. But there's more evidence, say analysts, that they're looking towards bringing this war to an end at the negotiating table and not the battlefield. Macron has always kept the lines of communication open with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and it looks like the U.S. is leaning more towards the direction of pushing Ukraine to negotiate an end to this war.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Thank you, Eleanor.
Thank you, Mary Louise.